But today, our main portion of the podcast we're going to do today, we're going to do another taste test. And this was actually brought on by a listener, this specific taste test.
She actually came to us and requested, said she'd been trying this particular item. And she said, is there really any health benefits in this? And Nick and I talked it through because we've touched on the subject, which he'll give you in a second. But we've never really dedicated an episode and really talked about the health benefits in any kind of detail. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out this old school episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We're going to jump into the ATF DeLorean and take you back in time. But before we do that, I want to share our gratitude with you guys for doing what you're doing. Keep sharing this podcast and giving us those rating reviews. We can tell that you guys are doing so. And we're very appreciative of that because our download numbers are going up each week. So keep doing that. Like I said, all you got to do is get the link, send it to a friend, and boom, you've done your part. Also, a little rating and review in the iTunes and Apple podcast never hurts. All right, so please enjoy this old school episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. Like we mentioned last week, you guys set a new record, a new download record for the month of March, and we're hoping you guys do it again in April. So keep listening, keep sharing, and if you get some time, give us a rating and review in iTunes.
Aye.
It all helps, trust us. It helps us spread the good word of fitness to more people just by simply leaving us a 5-star rating. All right. So let's
no
give
pressure.
You Yeah. Five, well, it's gotta be a 5-star rating. If you're gonna give us less than 5 stars, I don't even want to rate it.
Anyways.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, be God. Honest, please. We want constructive criticism along with all the positive feedback. All right, so let's get into our training recap.
Yes.
You know, instead of recrap, what you said, said a few weeks ago, what you claimed I said.
Totally did.
But yeah, you are really, you're starting to kind of get back on the bike a little bit more. You know, you set a little goal, a weekly goal for your trips on the Peloton cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I had a couple of wonky months and I didn't really get that many in, but I would say that spinning, cycling, whatever you want to call it, is probably my go-to. It's just, it's what makes me happiest. So I'm trying to get 3 a week in, and it's been a challenge. I'm not going to lie. Right. I haven't really hit it yet, but every week I try, and that's all I can do. And I'm balancing that off with, like, you know, HIIT workouts, long walks, yoga.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you got a lot of exercise modalities that you're going after right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got done a nice long walk on the Riverwalk.
Yes.
I was more because you were like, "Oh, let's go out for a walk." I was like, "All right, that'd be cool." And then over 3 miles later, we're getting back to the car. I have to carry the dog back the last 100 feet, probably. No, it wasn't that bad, but we got down, and you were also doing some bench exercises.
Yes. So I have, as part of my revised fitness goals specifically, I have targeted some areas on my body that need some extra work. So I am training now towards those specific areas, and they are my legs, my butt, and my back, specifically like my lower to mid back. Not super concerned about like my upper back. I think that gets overworked, but
traps.
Yeah, but Jokes. Definitely like what supports my center
from
my back. Yeah. You know, my core is pretty good, but it's just my back. I tend to have a weak, especially lower back, because I do a lot of sitting.
Right. Well, I think people think core, they think the abs, you know, just the front part
but
of the abs.
But the whole thing.
Goes all and you know that, you know, you're learning all that in yoga too. So yeah, it's very important not to neglect all the lower back exercises whenever you're working on your core too, because that will definitely help, because stronger core means the stronger the rest of your body will be. But what I, that's super important because I'm working on a lot of back stuff. I'm really trying to work on mobility with my back because really, as far as tightness goes, like the only thing that's really ever really tight on me is my back.
Yeah.
It's like my upper back right near the spine. You know, it's right in that, the area, the traps into the delts and, traps and delts, sorry. And then those areas are super tight on me. And this week at Tampa Strength, where I get to not only train people, but also to work out in my free time, I found a lacrosse ball.
Oh.
And I was able to do some self-massage or myofascia release of my upper back. On the wall, actually, because I've used a foam roller for the myofascial release on the ground.
Yeah, it's different for getting into the small places.
Yeah, though. So I got this lacrosse ball, and this is one of the trainers there, John, told me because I was trying to do it on the ground, and it worked a little bit, but he was like, you know, get up, put it up on the wall, and kind of you can get a little bit more control with that adds to the wall as you're standing up. So I did that, and it really helped with kind of loosen those areas. So. I really like to focus on mobility stuff, and Tampa Strength is great for that because Sean and John, those guys are really kind of skilled in all those different mobility exercises. So I get to do that and get to do a lot of more running now too
because nice.
I'm doing a little running with clients at Tampa Strength, or ETT clients. So it's beautiful. We're right next to Bayshore. So as we've already mentioned on this podcast, all those people that are not Tampa natives, they don't get to know the beauty that is Bayshore. But obviously, I'm sure – a lot of cities have nice running areas, but ours is pretty superb, I would have to say.
Yeah, and now you used to be a really big runner.
I used to train
pretty heavy. You did a half marathon.
Mm-hmm. I was gearing up for a marathon.
Yeah.
And I had just had an injury, you know, just kind of, I think, overtraining and injury that led to some to me going to the doctor several times to try to figure out if there's something else more, you know, going on. So luckily I got a clean bill of health, but I think it was just a classic overtraining. But
yeah,
I used to run, you know, I was getting up there to, you know, 15 mile runs and then trying to push it up to 20 to get ready for marathon. So,
I am like, I cap out at about 3.5.
you are a sprinter for sure. You know, you don't like the slow pace run.
I hate slow pace run.
You're starting to get into now the type 2 training, the zone 2.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of interesting, the Peloton, you've got into those endurance classes, and they talk a lot about the zone 2 in there.
And when it's on a bike, it's interesting. And this is why I think it's so important to not give up on something just because you've tried one particular exercise. Because on a bike, I actually – remember when we did our triathlon, the sprint triathlon?
Yeah.
And my bike score was actually better than your bike score.
For
now,
sure.
He murdered me on the run and the swim. But the bike – I can go. That's always been my strongest. I have more endurance, like muscular endurance.
Yeah.
It's the jarring, like, impact of running that
right.
My body just doesn't love.
Yeah.
But it has the ability to do endurance and strength. So most of my strength is in my legs.
Are you talking about
for
biking?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, you definitely, I would say you got some pistons for sure that to drive the bike. So your legs are definitely muscular and you have a lot of muscle endurance in those areas too. So yeah, I would admit you kicked my butt on the bike. I remember
so
that.
Excited.
Your bike was a little bit nicer than mine, but still the rider has a lot more to do with it. I will definitely
name the equipment.
Yeah.
I didn't have it on a low speed there, buddy.
But today, our main portion of the podcast we're going to do today, we're going to do another taste test. And this was actually brought on by a listener, this specific taste test.
Lindsay, this one's for you, girl.
Yeah, Lindsay, two shout-outs 2 weeks in a row. Shout-out 2 weeks in a row.
Yep. She actually came to us and requested, said she'd been trying this particular item. And she said, is there really any health benefits in this? And Nick and I talked it through because we've touched on the subject, which he'll give you in a second, but we've never really dedicated an episode and really talked about the health benefits in any kind of detail.
Right.
So today, What are we doing?
We are going to do a fat and coffee taste test. Now, this was brought on by the Bulletproof coffee. That's what Lindsay asked about, right?
Yep.
And it's interesting because we've actually done a Bulletproof coffee, not you and I, but in a past episode of the podcast with my former co-host, Tyler, we did a Bulletproof coffee taste test. Yeah, that was way back in Addicted to Fitness. I think it was episode 3. So that was, and it was a throwback episode. So we've also, I mean, you know, we apparently... We love coffee because we've done Bulletproof coffee taste test. We did a coffee debate. We debated whether it was the healthiest health, you know, the most healthy beverage and most healthy, the healthiest beverage on the planet. Spoiler alert, it is. And then we also recently did the conversation with the hemp coffee guys.
Right. To talk about the whole health and
I mean, those guys are super knowledgeable about fat and coffee. So
yeah, this is not going to be at that level. We're just going to put that out there. This is just us.
Yeah, so we actually got – I'm going to go through it. First, we're going to talk about the supposed benefits of fat and coffee.
Yeah.
Now, there's some – you can always find studies that kind of contradict these, but these are what the believe it. Woof, the supposed benefits of fat and coffee.
This isn't even a late – evening episode. Guys. This is like midday.
We haven't had coffee yet. Yeah. That's the problem. We're waiting to have coffee.
And you're stumbling over words.
We're waiting to have coffee. My brain doesn't function without it yet, right? All right. So the benefits of fat and coffee are immediate sustained energy, mental acuity, metabolic kickstart, and increased fat burning. And this source was from Abel James. He is also known as the Fat Burning Man. He's got a really famous podcast. He was on a show on, I think it was NBC or ABC, called My Diet Kicks Your Butt or something like that.
Huh.
It's where they compare different diets and which one burn the most or help people lose the most fat. I didn't even realize that was a show until I listened to one of the episodes of his podcast. Yeah. So that's what we get for not having cable. But anyways... So those are the benefits of fat and coffee. And I'm a big believer in fat. And you guys know I like, I'm a big believer in fat, being fat fueled opposed to carb fuel. But it works for me. It doesn't work for everyone. So we're going to try 4 different types of fat and coffee.
Yes, because, I mean, there's the classics. And we're going back to some kind of like classically inspired fat and coffee. But then there's been a lot, especially since the introduction of Bulletproof coffee. There's been a lot of other dabbling with other kinds of fats. So we're going to do a little dabbling for you, and we're going to give you the taste test and also kind of touch on what specifically those fats, like pros and cons kind of deal.
Yep. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to go prepare the coffee. It's pretty much ready. We just got to throw it in a blender, which is another part of the Bulletproof coffee. You have to blend up all these ingredients. So I'm going to do that right now. Then we're going to come back. We'll go over the ingredients and the nutritional facts for each one of these fatty coffees.
And I will watch.
And we're back. You guys can't see it, obviously, because this is audio, but we have 4 cups of coffee sitting right in front of us.
Yes, and we'll post pictures on the show notes so that you can get a feeling for what we're doing.
So we have 4 different versions of fatty coffees, all right? And we're going to go over them one by one. First one we got, all these have about 6 ounces of coffee in them. We had a little French press and distributed evenly in between there. First one has 2 tablespoons of heavy whipping cream, which it has 100 calories and 12 grams of fat. So all those people that who can handle dairy, this one's good. I believe it's good. I like it. I like the creamy taste it provides. Now I'm talking on experience. We haven't tasted it yet. But I like it. Plus, it has no sugar. So, all right. Do we want to taste it first, or do we want to go through them all? Or taste them one at a time?
Let's taste it.
All right. I know. Because they're fresh. We don't want to let them sit.
And this is, just to clarify, this is heavy whipping cream. So this is not just a creamer, not just cream. This is heavy whipping cream. Mm-hmm. So taking basically what you would normally put in the coffee as cream and taking it up a notch.
Yep.
But it is actually really good blended looking wise because it's a nice pale shade of coffee, like a little mocha color.
Yeah, it's foamy too.
It's
so it's
very
almost
foamy. I think the whipping cream, whipping cream is going to add a very nice texture. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's silky.
Yeah.
It's super silky.
Mm-hmm. So if you like dairy, if you can handle dairy, I really like this one because it's, you know, 2 tablespoons and it's 12 grams of fat.
You know, it actually, there's only 2 tablespoons in there, but with, what'd you say, 6 ounces of coffee, it tastes almost like a latte because the heavy whipping cream is so creamy. It almost tastes like a latte. So if you don't really like that heavy bite to your coffee too, I could see why this is really appealing.
Yeah, I think, a lot of places have half and half, but if you ask for heavy whipping cream, I know at Starbucks they have it. Not everyone has it, but you can get it as an option. So 12 grams of fat, no sugar, no protein, you know. And one of the things that you're going to run into with all these types of fatty coffees is that they lack a wide range of macronutrients. Essentially, they're just fat.
Yeah.
You know, with me, I add a little protein powder to mine, the one that dissolves in coffee. But all these other ones, it's just essentially fat and no carbs.
Yep.
Right? All right, so the second one we got is, you want to intro it?
Sure. So the next one is, it's 1 tablespoon of coconut cream, 1 tablespoon coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason we're doing this one in particular is because the bulletproof coffee.
It's already getting to you.
Is you'll kind of get some similarities as far as what's in it and the benefits. Nick will go more into that, but this is something that he actually has been drinking for a while.
Yeah.
I have not tried this, though. Mm. So these are like really new taste tests for me, all of the remaining ones.
Yeah, this is a non-dairy version of the Bulletproof to a certain extent. We're going to go on to the Bulletproof in a second, or a version of it. But, you know, coconut oil is essentially we're going to taste it first. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, this one has 165 grams of calories. 165 grams of calories, 165 calories, 18 grams of fat, and then less than 1 gram of sugar. The coconut cream actually has like a gram of sugar in there, so, or for 2 tablespoons. So,
and this isn't coconut milk. This is coconut cream, like out of the can.
Mm-hmm. Yep, canned coconut cream. So it's thick. That's why.
So the color, oh gosh, I just picked up the smell. I should be doing smells of these too.
Mm-hmm.
This one smells amazing. Yep. If you like coconut, this is like, it's like a pina colada and a coffee got together and had a little baby. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It smells delightful. Interesting. It's actually, good. It's creamy. It's not, there is a little bit of that oily.
Yep.
Especially like, just smacking my lips.
Yep.
You can taste it on your lips because obviously the oil is probably trying to separate at some point. But it's very, very smooth. It doesn't have that harsh, bitter edge of like just coffee with milk or something. And you don't taste coconut. You smell it on the nose, but you do not taste it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the color of it. It's not quite as pale as the heavy whipping cream, but I would say that it's still a milder flavor, still very smooth on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Oh, you're getting all fancy with it.
Well, if we're gonna sample, we're gonna sample it.
And the idea with the fat is that the fat is now your fuel source. You know, that's why it's kind of person to person about how much fat is your body can handle. But you know, I'm a big believer of switching over to use more fats as your energy opposed to to carbs, because I think fat's a much more efficient energy. It's much longer lasting, and you don't have the insulin spikes associated with like some carbs, you know, sugar related stuff. So, all right, we're going to the next one, coffee and then 1 tablespoon of butter. So this is kind of it's a variation essentially of Bulletproof coffee. We're just lacking the coconut oil or MCT oil, as I should say, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So.
Sip.
It's a little bit thinner. Obviously, you know, it's not nearly as creamy as the last two we had.
Just smells like coffee, anybody's curious.
It's
like
got
nothing.
A little bit of the buttery taste to it, but not too much. You know, we used Kerrygold butter, unsalted butter.
The good stuff.
Yep. So it's interesting. They claim they're grass-fed butter, So it's kind of a, there's an interesting article about how much they're actually grass fed, but generally they're a good quality butter. That's why we get it.
I'm surprised because I honestly was prepared not to like this at all, but it really does. Like, I would say this is pretty comparable taste wise to like a half and half or like a whole milk.
Yep.
As far as the cut of the flavor and the creaminess, it still is like, you know, it's all whipped in there together. Yep. So it still looks like it's got some dairy in there. But it tastes pretty good, actually. It doesn't have, actually would probably opt for that just because it doesn't have the oily kind of
flavor. You don't like that? Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd probably have to give them both like a whole cup try.
Yeah. And then Bulletproof Coffee is the same thing what we're drinking right now, but they add MCT oil to it.
Right.
MCT oil is medium chain triglycerides, which is also what's in coconut oil. So I've heard people say that there's a difference between MCT oil and coconut oil. I've heard people say there's no difference, that you're just wasting money on MCT oil. So, you know, we like the coconut oil from Trader Joe's, so that's what we go with. But I have had MCT oil
for everything.
I think what I believe is what I've heard or what I've gathered is that MCT oil is a little bit more concentrated
form
of medium chain triglycerides. With that also, you can overdo it and get some gastric distress, if I would.
Or as I like to call it, the toots and the runs.
Yes, that has the buttered coffee plus 1 tablespoon of butter is 100 calories and 12 grams of fat.
I actually really do like the taste of that one and the texture.
All right, we're on to the last one. Now, this one is kind of a legit version of the Bulletproof.
Yeah.
And it actually came in one creamer that I had. I actually bought it off Amazon. I saw this guy's advertised, I think, on Instagram, and I was like, oh, it looks interesting. It's called Omega Creamer. It has ghee, MCT oil, and coconut oil. So what the heck is ghee?
Yeah. Ghee is clarified butter. So basically all of the, like, solids, the dairy solids, the lactose and all of that stuff is removed from this. So if you've ever made butter, like you've put it in a pan and you've heated it up on the stove and you've seen like these kind of like it bubbles and froths and these parts kind of separate out, those are the solids. So if you swipe those out, so like strain the solids out, what you're left with is clarified butter. It has a much, much higher heating point, burning point, whatever you want to call it, because the things that burn in it are basically removed. So this is also a paleo-friendly. You'll see this a lot in paleo diets. Instead of using butter, you will see ghee. It's also a very popular item in restaurants because you can cook at high temperatures with it and it doesn't burn.
Regular ghee expert.
I am. I was very interested in ghee. I thought that was just really kind of cool.
Ghee for anyone that's wondering.
Yeah, not ghee, it's ghee.
Ghee.
Oh, hey, ghee.
All right, so this Omega Creamer has the ghee, MCT oil, and coconut oil. So they got both, which might be redundant. 120 calories. We put 1 tablespoon of the Omega Creamer in, and that has 120 calories and 14 grams of fat. All right? This was the last one, the first one I blended, so it doesn't have that frothy top anymore.
So the froth is gone, but it's still, as far as color-wise, it's one of the darker shades that we've had. You can see a little bit of, like, the oily residue on the top. But nose-wise, it just smells like some kind of a dairy in coffee.
But it's not dairy. It's non-dairy, right?
I know. It's not dairy. It smells like a dairy in coffee.
I gotcha.
Well, that's really oily.
I got this creamer probably a couple months ago, if not more.
Suck on a stick of butter.
And honestly, it was too much for me. And I'll drink or eat pretty much anything. And it's been up in the cabinet since I bought it. It has a long shelf life too, which is another weird thing about the ghee, is that you don't have to refrigerate it.
Yeah, there's no dairy.
So, and like Shannon said, it's like drinking liquid butter almost. So, it's a little extreme. I am definitely not a fan of it. That's a reason why it's been up on the shelf for so long. Maybe if I had more coffee in there to break it up, it might be better.
Yeah.
But they recommend, that was what they recommend, 6 ounces of coffee and 1 tablespoon. So that is like buttery.
Now, going into some of like the benefits a little bit too on these, what I have heard, now I've not really gotten into this whole bulletproof coffee, heavy fats in coffee kind of thing. So this is basically what I've heard from friends and family. So I know some people, Nick is now combining the coffee and
these are making, my two favorite.
Making his favorites and making a mess.
Where?
That's fine. But so what I've heard is that people will use this coffee in the morning. Like it's almost like a meal replacement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that it does kind of get their brain going. It helps kind of kickstart their digestion and all around just gets them in gear.
Right.
You know, I know we talked about like the mental clarity or acuity or mm-hmm. whatever the heck you mm-hmm. said, and metabolic kickstart. So, I mean, those seem to be kind of the regular reasons that people use it. And because it is more sustained energy, this really does act as a meal replacement and it lasts through your morning. So you're not having a big breakfast and then eating an hour later.
Yeah. The worst thing you could probably do is do one of these and then, like you said, eat something in conjunction with it. Like have a fatty coffee, then have eggs and bacon or something like that. That's just fat on fat on fat. So, but as you mentioned, and what I've kind of gathered from what I've been drinking, the fatty coffee in the morning, is that it helps me turn on right away. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm already kind of a morning person anyways, but it helps me kind of get my mind started right away to function at kind of an optimum level early in the morning. Obviously, caffeine has an effect too, because mm-hmm. Caffeine is essentially kind of like a mental stimulation, a stimulant.
Yep.
What they also, I've heard people talk about is that the combining of the fat with the caffeine makes it a longer caffeine duration. Or effect of the caffeine duration.
So it's not like the spike you get with regular coffee and then the drop.
Right, yes. And I think we actually talked about spike that with crash. Jeremy and Brett from the THC, the hemp coffee guys. So that's what they believe that's kind of the quote-unquote science behind that. And I think it's all it varies person to person.
Yeah. You
know? So – and the reason bulletproof coffee kind of came to be was the originator of it, Dave Asprey. He used it, like you said, as his meal replacement to help him lose a tremendous amount of weight. He would drink this in the morning and then he would go. And, you know, this is kind of what I've read, so it could be not as accurate. So people, everybody, do your follow-up research. That he would drink this for breakfast and then wait all the way to dinner. So basically it was his meal replacement for the entire day.
Wow.
So, and you know, like I said, make sure you do your own research too, because that could be, you know, I could be doing the, I heard it third, second, fourth hand or something like that. So, it could not be 100% accurate, but you know, he swears by this. His is actually, they use the butter and the MCT oil and his coffee, his brand of coffee too. So, I like it. I enjoy it. Excuse me. It's giving me a little bit of, belching, but. I do the non-dairy version to kind of limit amount of dairy I have each morning, too. Yeah. So
the coconut oil and the mm-hmm. coconut milk. Yep. Not coconut milk, coconut cream.
Right.
And I did like the flavor, and I love the smell of that one.
Yep.
That smells freaking amazing.
It's got more fat, though, than all the other ones because of the coconut oil. That's, 1 tablespoon is 14 grams of fat. So yeah. That's a lot of fat, and, you know, it's depending on what your diet calls for, what your metabolism will allow. You know, if you're on to the fat burning mode, you know, we can get into a whole nother conversation about switching over to fat burning mode.
Ketosis and everything.
So we're not going to get into that today. This was mainly a coffee taste test, but out of the four, which was your favorite? I think you might have just said your favorite.
Yeah, well, I really like the smell of the coconut. I think I would have to blend it up really well. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure I would get used to the oily kind of texture a little bit more. I think that the it's kind of I'm sort of torn because I actually really like the butter one.
Yep.
I like the flavor of that.
Mm-hmm. And when it's mixed up, it's like you said, it's like a frothy. It's almost yeah, it's not too far from
it's
this.
It's not, and then I think that's why because I'm torn between that and the heavy whipping cream because the heavy whipping cream to me it tastes like a thicker, creamier latte, and obviously I like that. Yeah. But if I really want to enjoy like the coffee that I'm drinking, I would probably opt for the butter because I think the flavor of the coffee comes through better. Mm-hmm. There isn't that oily texture kind of on the back and front end of that, but it's really nice. So I'm surprised. I did not expect at all to like the butter.
1 tablespoon of butter and, you know, and it was we used a nice cold butter too. I think that makes a difference too. You can't look at any liquid butter because I think we found out what happens there. The ghee I think is too much ghee. We'll save that for cooking or something. Maybe I can use that on
cooking.
Actually,
we do we have some ghee.
I can use that omega for cooking now since I'm not going to put it in my coffee because that is too much. But what I want to make sure I kind of get across is that I like it. It's all personal preference.
Yeah.
I think if you want to turn more to fat fueled, which I think is a good idea, but it's all person dependent. I think this is a good way to start your morning. But like I said, you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to add some more fatty foods on top of you. This is kind of your meal.
Yeah. Okay? And that message is the takeaway. So if you're considering doing this, and if you haven't already talked to your doctor or nutritionist or someone that knows you, your specific body, and how you react to fat, this is a high fat item. Mm-hmm. So this is going to react differently in everybody's bodies. I actually don't react as well to the high fat.
Right.
Nick is very much, he sees a lot of benefit from it. I do not. So I probably wouldn't go this route on a regular basis, but that's just my personal. But no, I think everybody, you take those steps, figure out if moving to a high fat diet is right for you.
Right.
First thing, we're not going to tell everybody to go out and do this. Mm-hmm. If you are able and interested, then playing around with the different types of fats would be beneficial by itself as your kind of kickstart. Leave some room. Don't pair this with food, at least like other heavy fatty foods.
Right, yeah, especially fatty foods. Or high fat and high carbs is a recipe for disaster too. So you don't want to drink this and then eat a bowl of cereal. Hopefully you're not eating cereal, but that's another recipe for disaster. But keep going.
Yeah, so allow this to be your meal replacement for your breakfast and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after, you know, 3 or 4 hours after you drink this, if you want to have something for breakfast or a breakfast food, you know, you can go into it. You know, we try to promote, you know, just less processed foods and less refined carbs and sugar. That's what we really think you should try to stay away from. But, you know, I mean, having carbs for breakfast, you know, if you like you function better with oatmeal for breakfast or something like that or in the morning time than more than I do. So, you know, try to steer towards those more whole carbohydrates, you know, and make sure you don't pair high fat and high carbs. That's another one thing I want to get across.
So hopefully, Lindsay, we answered any of your questions, doubts, concerns. If not, and if anybody else has any questions about this, definitely give us a shout. We'll include links to anything that we researched and found online in the show notes.
Yeah.
But I think it goes to say, if you like this, you've already incorporated in your diet and you're feeling good from it, then enjoy, because there definitely are some good sides to this. And If you're eating, consuming it right, then this could be very beneficial to your day.
Yep, I agree. And like I said, what we'll also keep on those show notes too is links to the past episodes we did about coffee and fat and coffee. So they'll give you even more information. So yeah, please keep giving us that feedback and keep sharing, keep listening. drive those download numbers up. We appreciate it, guys. We set one record. Go. Let's make April another record-setting month. All right.
It's just fun. It's like a race against ourselves, yeah. Right? We're all in it together.
Yep, we're on a team together. We appreciate you, and I hope you guys appreciate our product each week. All right, you got anything else, Warren?
Nick has drank all of the coffee.
You hear how fast I'm talking?
He's drank.
We're going to record seven podcasts today.
There's four empty mugs of coffee.
All right. What else you got for him?
Nothing.
All right. This has been another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time. For all things addicted to fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF podcast. And like and follow the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.